And we now turn to words of Scripture. First, the gospel lesson, which comes from both John 13 and John 15. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. And from the letter to the Romans, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. May you be blessed by the reading, the living, and the hearing of it. Amen. I went back and read John 13 through 15. Now, two of those chapters are part of Jesus' farewell discourse, which carries through chapter 17, actually, in the book of John. Jesus knows that the end is near. Jesus knows that he will soon die and leave his beloved disciples. And Jesus knows, and this is not a discourse about reliving and memorializing all that he has taught them and done for them and for others. It is an opportunity to use his words to launch his disciples into a mighty faith journey of bearing fruit, sharing the love of God, and bringing hope to a world that so desperately needs hope. Jesus uplifts his followers from servants to friends. Jesus shows them the path. Jesus challenges them to bear fruit. Jesus challenges them to make a difference. Jesus challenges them to bring hope to the world. Jesus empowers his disciples with the promise of the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of faith, the giver of gifts, the power to love a world that is not always lovable, the power to overcome evil, the power to bear fruit, the power to make a difference, the power to look forward and not backwards, the power to live in abundance and not scarcity. Jesus begins with a new commandment, to love one another just as I have loved you. You are a loving people, but sometimes with a limited scope. And you are not alone. For many congregations find it easy to love those who are part of the flock, part of the individual body of Christ. Those who for generations have traveled together in this place known as the church. Those who have shared joys and sorrows, celebrations and grief, successes and failures. The challenge is to love those who are different than us, those who do not share our common experiences, those who do not experience life as we experience life. And perhaps we can love them enough to meet some of their needs, but can we love them enough to invite them to become part of the family? If we are to love in a way that all may know we are Jesus' disciples, how far does that love have to go? When Pastor Linda and I came in August of 2020, we weren't always feeling the love. Now, don't get me wrong, we certainly felt welcomed. It was obvious, though, that there wasn't much love for Steve. We weren't sure about how much love there was left for Kate. And there was a good amount of love expressed for those who left. There was love expressed for St. John's as years gone by, and there was certainly love for doing things the way we always have. Now then there was COVID. That changed our lives individually and as a congregation. Yet through these last 3 years and 5 months, we have come to a place where this congregation can go forth as loving and hopeful disciples. As with Jesus' farewell discourse, this message is not just about the recent past, but is about what is to be and what can be. Pastor Linda, can you share some of your thoughts?
Indeed, as Pastor Dennis said, there were many challenges, and in some ways, past struggles were ever present when we first came here. The way it is with many congregations and in our own lives. As the Hollies put it at the beginning of "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother," any of you know that? Generation to generation. The road is long with many a winding turn. That leads us to who knows where, who knows where. Looking a little at the past few years, as we have served as your pastors, we have been church together and sometimes apart in many ways. There was the challenge at the beginning, including those many months with concern about COVID and the lockdown times. Being concerned about being as intentional as we all could in keeping each other safe and well. At the beginning, we offered opportunities to get together in small groups to get to know you, to hear your stories, to listen to your concerns, and share about us and some vision of work that is normally a part of an interim ministry, an interim time. It ended up, I think, because of concerns about COVID and individual schedules, that we didn't get to meet with very many of you. But it was very beneficial to meet with those who ventured out and joined in conversation for a couple of hours on many different evenings. We tried to learn your names and recognize you, at least your hairstyle and what you looked like from your nose to your hairline. That was sometimes difficult. It was a relief when we didn't have to social distance with as much concern, could see your whole face, and didn't have to lead worship in front of only a couple of people and a camera. Like with all congregations I have served, we shared times of joy and celebration mixed together with times of sorrow and sadness. The grief and felt loss that was already here when we arrived had more grief and loss added to it when beloved members and friends of the congregation were no longer present. And indeed, they are still missed to this day. You are still on a journey of healing. But in many ways, I believe we are always on a journey of healing in our lives, aren't we? Ways in which we uplift the lives of others, reach out to them, and engage the community around us, the community of the world, are part of that journey of healing that we are on, benefiting not only others, but also benefiting ourselves in the healing that comes from those encounters of reaching out to others who are themselves in need of healing and hope. The healing and hope builds healing and hope. This congregation has much to give in mission and ministry through time and talent and treasure. You have many ministry opportunities happening. The Babe Store, Sandy's Pantry, Phoebe's Mission, the Blessing Box, Kids Hope, Friends Who Care and Count, and so many others. All ways of caring and letting the community and other people know that this is a caring, giving congregation. We celebrate, and I celebrate in particular, ways in which we have reached out to the community through the evangelism ministry, the new ways which were taken on, seeking to engage the community around us through block parties, trunk or treat, Christmas open house or houses. Engaging in sharing the good news through doing, through being present and inviting others into our present to have some joyful times together in this community, in this neighborhood area. One of the major questions for all congregations in this day and age is the congregation, are you, going to be primarily internally focused or externally focused? And what's the balance in that? Are you going to be internally focused most of the time, all of the time, thinking, what can we do for ourselves? What can we do for each other? What will happen to us? Or is that going to be balanced with being externally focused? What's going to happen to the community? What are their needs? How might they respond? What new ways might there be in which we reach out, in which you reach out, and engage the community in talking to the community, in being part of the community, in letting the light and the love of this congregation shine on the people of the community, on all of those children who came to be present at the block parties or the trunk or treats, and who looked forward to the one this year, who anticipated being here once again, to be engaged, to be welcomed, and to be invited. Jesus challenges us, challenges each and every congregation, and challenges all of us as followers to go into all the world, into that world within this congregation, in that world right around it, and into the world far beyond, to go and make disciples, to go be disciples, to go and be the good news. Because you are good news to others, each and every one of you, as you encounter, engage, invite, as you go as loving and faithful disciples into this world, as you go being witnesses of the God of hope who blesses you each and every day. And we would leave you with words that Pastor Dennis already read from Paul's letter to the church at Rome. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Blessings this day and forever.